After a five-week, 5,000-mile road trip from Alaska to the Midwest, former Barrow commentator Earl Finkler, his wife Chris, and two panting Greenland Huskies, Avu and Nuna, reached their home in rural Medford, Wisconsin, earlier this month. Tonight, Finkler discusses the last part of the journey.
It was a trip we will long remember, with a strong focus on back roads and small towns. The Huskies learned about trees and mountains, and we learned that a slower pace of travel can be so relaxing. But we also learned to never say everything was going perfectly. I said that to Chris as we tent camped by a lovely lake in rural Ontario one night. The sun was just setting and the sky was full of color. Then the sun disappeared, and virtual armies of mosquitoes came flying in from all sides, like squadrons of P-51 fighters. Chris wound up with a swollen face, one eye closed, kind of an extreme allergic reaction. We drove into Thunder Bay and its hospital emergency room. An IV of antibiotics had a surprise impact on Chris. She fainted and fell to the floor, so a few more bruises. The next day, she went back to that emergency room and finally got well enough that we could continue our trip. 4 days later, we pulled into Medford and drove up to our new home. Big surprise, the neighbors had placed a welcome sign for us near the front door. They also planted flowers in the front and backyards. Beautiful. The next few days, a number of neighbors came over with homemade bakery, fresh raspberries, broccoli, beans, and other vegetables. So now, with Chris totally healthy and the dogs relatively cool in the shade, we're settling into small-town life in northern Wisconsin. Well, there still is the task of opening some 80 boxes that we mailed from Barrow and buying furniture so we don't have to sit and sleep on the floor. We also have to buy a television set before the start of the season for the Green Bay Packers and maybe in time for the Cubs World Series? In Medford, glad to be here, but still missing Barrow and Alaska, I'm Earl Finkler.